Sefolufau, former Colorado Buffaloes quarterback, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
Thanksgiving is tomorrow, a time to reflect, think about what you're thankful for. We're thankful to catch up with this guy every single week, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, Mark Johnson. Mark, my man, how are you?
Fantastic. Looking forward to Thanksgiving, and we'll see what happens on Saturday.
We got a lot to talk about with the Buffs football team, the basketball team. I mean, yeah. Mark, who are the Colorado Buffaloes in terms of basketball? Are they the team that beats Tennessee or the team that, you know, loses to Grambling? I mean, it's been back and forth with this program.
The answer is yes.
Which is great for you, right?
Oh, man. Yeah, I was with Dan Boyle yesterday. I said, the only thing about your team that's consistent is the inconsistency. I mean, you want to talk about a team so far, early in the season that plays to its competition, right? You play number 11 Tennessee. You blow them out. In Nashville here a couple weeks ago. You play number 24 Texas A&M, and I mean, you throttle the Aggies in that ball game, and then you get beat by, you know, Murray State. You get beat by Boise State. Not that those two aren't pretty good teams. I mean, Murray went on and won that tournament, for goodness sakes. Boise's always been a pretty good team. Everyone up in your part of the country knows that. And so there's no sin in losing those teams, but when you play at the level the Buffaloes have against Tennessee and against Texas A&M, because that's how talented Colorado is, but don't do that consistently. That can drive a coach out of his mind. And I'll tell you what, my guy Tad Boyle right now is, you know, when I saw him yesterday, I had to remember, we're doing TV, and I said to him, okay, now remember, we're doing a television show here. You can't cuss, right? I mean, you could feel the tenseness in Tad. I've told you before, he's as competitive as anybody I've ever met, and he's on fire right now because this team just does not seem to find that consistent level of intensity and toughness to play every single ballgame that you have to have in college basketball.
Yeah, I mean, you're happy you're beating teams like Tennessee, but on the other end of that, you're so frustrated, like you said, because you see how good you can be, and then you're not doing that on a nightly basis. I mean, you killed Texas A&M, just absolutely destroy that team. And like you said, you lose to UMass the day before that. So trying to figure out this Buffs team, but it could be worse. I mean, you could not be beating teams like Tennessee and Texas A&M. So, it's equally frustrating.
Well, and that's just it, because, you know, it's like years ago with my son, when my son was a teenager, right? And I ended up myself suspending him from his high school football team, and he was a very good player when I played college football. And the reason, he got very upset with me, and his coach did, everyone did. And I said, well, listen, I didn't set the bar for you. He was messing around with his grades, right? Mm. And I said, I didn't set the bar. You set the bar. You've already told us over the last number of years what kind of student you are, and now your grades are below that, okay? You're the one that set the expectation, not me. And that's the same kind of deal with this team for Colorado. Know how good this team is. It's very good. It's very talented, very diverse in terms of how the pieces fit together, and it's very athletic. It can be very good defensively. So this team is the one that set the bar. If they were going out and they got blown out by Tennessee by 40 and they got blown out by 25 by Texas A&M, we'd go, well, maybe this team's not very good. But what we've seen is when they play with the better teams in the country, they beat the better teams in the country. So you're now set that bar as what the expectation is. So when you go out and lay an egg against a lesser opponent, that's on you because you're the one that told us how good you are.
Mark, you got to shape this basketball situation up because I was like looking forward to college basketball, the Nuggets, all that stuff this year because football has been so rough for all of us.
Yeah.
So we need the Buffs to get consistent. Can you work some magic there? Talk to Tad for me.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm just the observer, but I guarantee you the guy that's on the job does a pretty good job of that.
He does.
And I still think this is a very good basketball team that's going to win a lot of games. And you know, he's had teams like this in the past that have kind of been a little bit up and down, and he finds a way to kind of right the ship by the time they get in the conference play. Now, here's the tough part about that. I still think this is a 20-win team by the time it's all said and done. I think it's a potential NCAA tournament team, but here's the problem. You continue to do this this time of year, and you're building your resume. And that's what you're going to have to live on once you get around to March and Selection Sunday rolls around. And so if you don't finish in the top two or three of the Pac-12, all of a sudden if you're that fourth or fifth position, they're looking at you going, yeah, you look like you're pretty good, but boy, you didn't have a good November, and that hurts your RPI and, you know, all those numbers we look at. So then you really put yourself in a tough position. That's why this is so frustrating, because these all – right now, let's be real honest. As good as Colorado can be, this should be a 6-0 basketball team right now. It really should be. The three teams that they've gotten beat by are not better basketball teams than Colorado. They were better that given day, but Colorado should be a 6-0 team, and they should be rolling along right now. That's not what happened, and so here they are. They're going to have to live with it ultimately.
Yeah, no, I agree, and I do agree with you. I think that this team, I'm just throwing it out there. I think they will get more consistent. I'm with you on the 20 wins, all of that. Mark, looking over on the football side of things, when I say this name, you tell me what it means. Deion Sanders.
maybe one of the top five greatest cornerbacks of all time.
Yes.
One of the great personalities of all time. And if you're paying attention to social media, a guy that all of a sudden has got his name in the middle of the coaching search for Colorado.
So what do you know about that? Because I shared something from 24/7 Sports, and I was you know, eviscerated by it. And people say, hey, that's clickbait. Get away from it. But then I saw a bunch of other reports, Sports Illustrated and da-da-da-da-da. So you're seeing it all over the place. How credible is that right now, Mark? What do you know?
Well, Fox Sports also put that out this morning as well. So there's something to it. Now, do I believe, and I think I've got information to back this up, there at least has been a conversation there. Now, what does that mean? Could mean nothing. But there's an awful lot of smoke right here. So do I think he's going to become the head coach of the Buffaloes? I don't know. I should always step back and put my objective cap on and say, let's take a look at this. So the report was that there have been he's considering Colorado and South Florida. So now, if I look through my heart instead of my eyes at this whole deal, I look at it and say, well, this is obviously the best situation for him. I want him at the University of Colorado. For goodness sakes, Brady, for about 15 years, I've been doing a coaches show called Buffs Prime Time. You mean to tell me that's not perfect for him to become head coach for the Buffaloes? So, if looking with my heart, I want to see this, because I think he brings instant credibility. He brings instant recruiting. They flipped the number one player in America last year from Florida State to Jackson State. Think about that for a second. So this guy can recruit. That we know. So now if I look at it with my eyes, say objectively I look at this, and I say, well, he's always been a Southern guy. He's lived in Atlanta for a long time. He's at Jackson State currently, played at Florida State, played for the Atlanta Braves, played in different teams around the NFL, obviously, but he's always been a Southern guy. The South Florida thing makes sense to me. I've always thought, and having played them a number of years when I was working at other areas earlier in my career, I always thought South Florida was a sleeping giant. I thought, man, that thing's got a chance to really blow up and be a heck of a program. So if I just think about it that way, I think, well, that job makes sense to me more than the Colorado job does. But it continues to persist out there, and some pretty prominent names have put their names as a byline on reporting that. And so there must be something there going on. Now, is it an open conversation where it looks like he's the primary guy? I can't say that. But there must be something to it, because it continues to live out there, and it's not, you know, if this thing was totally false, it would die pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And so far it hasn't.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's the selling point right there, Mark. We get in touch with Deion. We say, hey, prime time. Mark's doing a show. You're prime time. I mean, that's all you need. You don't need to tour the facility. You don't need to do any of that stuff. We've already got it for you.
Although I did have a friend of mine tell me, you better keep that quiet. His lawyer may drop you a line and print Mark on primetime. You got to change the name of the show.
Might actually go south for us. Okay, maybe we'll go back to the drawing board on some other selling points. Mark, real quickly, I just wanted to get your thoughts here. We're talking, speaking of coaches and, you know, looking for a new coach, the UNC Bears are looking for a new coach. We have been talking about this Ed McCaffrey thing for a while. You know Ed pretty well.
Yeah, I did. I got to know Ed, you know, when I was the sports director at KOA, and Ed was on the staff there. We hired him to do the Broncos games, obviously, for a while, and then he did a talk show for a while. And, listen, here's the one thing I've always learned about the business of coaching over the years. Great player rarely makes great coach, okay? There are rare – now here we're talking about Deion Sanders. It appears that he's pretty darn good. I mean, everyone I've talked to in the coaching industry says this cat is not pretending here. He's a great coach, and he's just kind of learning in the process as he's going through his first few years here. Rarely do you see that. You know, people like Magic Johnson have tried. It didn't work out. You've seen that. Most of the time, great coaches come from say, bottom-level players. What I mean by that, guys that weren't overly gifted, had to work real hard, they had to study real hard, and hence they learned how to become coaches. Eddie was a great coach, or was a great player, rather. So that does not necessarily mean you're going to become a great coach. Names, fans get excited about names. I had somebody say about this search here in Colorado, they said somebody winning the press conference. I said, I don't give a darn if the press conference is won. That means absolutely nothing. I want games to be won. And that's ultimately going to be all that anybody cares about. And so it was such a big splash up there in Greeley when they hired Ed McCaffrey there, and I understood why. And I know he had success in Valor, but college is a totally different game. And this is maybe the greatest lesson about this. When you get to be a college coach, you go from college into the NFL, it is all-encompassing. It has to dominate your life. You have to be sold out for it and married to it and never take a break and never take a breath. And a lot of times when you're a great athlete, you're not always willing to do that. And I think that's always a cautionary tale when somebody makes a hire and goes for a name instead of a guy that's a proven commodity.
Yeah, I was reading we're going to have Sean Keeler on in a few minutes or so, and I was reading the Denver Post article. He talked to Dave Baldwin, who was here for like a cup of coffee. I mean, Ed got him back here so that he could help him navigate through the college world. He didn't last. I mean, he didn't even make it to the spring game. But in that article, Baldwin's saying, hey, I mean, I was in the office every day and he wasn't. And that's just, I mean, every coach you hear about, Mark, good or bad, at the college level, you never hear that they weren't there. I mean, I've never heard that kind of stuff.
No. You that's what I mean. And it's why I cannot even imagine being a coach. I've never understood the appeal for it, because it is a business in which you literally are living it. I won't say who it was. A number of years ago, an NFL coach and I were talking, and we were talking about raising kids. And at one point, he looked at me and said, I don't know. I didn't raise my kids. I made the money. I gave it to my wife. She raised them. I really don't know my children. And it was one of the saddest comments I'd ever heard.
Wow.
And at the time, and there was a look in this guy's eyes like a lot of regret. But that's part of what that life is. When you're going to do it, you have to be all-encompassed, all-committed, and entirely engrossed in it. And, by all accounts, that was not the case in this situation.
No, it's interesting. More fallout coming from that, of course. Mark, appreciate you so much, my friend. We want to wish you a very happy Thanksgiving to your family, and we'll look forward to catching up with you next week, my man.
I look forward to it. Happy Thanksgiving. Well,
all right, my man. Mark Johnson, the voice of the Buffs. All right, 11:51 the time. Let's take a quick break. Got to wrap up soon because we're going to have Sean Nolan on the program, who's now on the Nuggets coaching staff, player development. He was a Bear. So we're going to talk about one of the positives about the University of Northern Colorado coming up next with Sean. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Join Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick for Clark and the Coach. Weekdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.